And that was Cynic bringing us Waymaker. We are back and you are tuned to Changing Gear. If you've just tuned in, you've missed out so much. We are talking about marriage. We are talking about parenting. We are talking about challenges that we are faced with in this day and age. And just while we were having a musical break, we spoke about dress code. And we also spoke a bit about lust in marriages. Please take us through that, Doctor.
Okay, you're putting me on a spot.
I am.
Okay, so first of all, we shouldn't be dressing lustfully. Mm-hmm. We must dress modestly. So that's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is mm-hmm. modesty. Mm-hmm. So people that are dressing for others, for other eyes to look at them, at their legs and their this and their that. Mm. Why are they doing that?
Mm. Now you that see? It's summer,
so
as
they're
well.
They're trying to attract lustful eyes. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. And it does. Mm. So it's inviting that spirit of lust into people. You know what I mean? Into their surrounds.
Absolutely.
So we must dress modestly. Look, let's look at Mother Mary, how she comes.
Oh, fully covered.
Yes.
Completely covered.
Because it's the purity of the person that we're after. Mm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So it's not, we mustn't look in the flesh.
In the flesh, yeah. Okay. And you mentioned earlier the issue of lust and also during intimacy in a marriage. Please take
yes,
us through
so,
that.
So look, you've got to be careful. Like, a sin of the mind is a sin of the mind. Mm. So you're looking at another person, what Jesus said, you look at another person with lust, you undress them, whatever, you're committing adultery. Now, let's...
Just by looking
so
at the person.
In the marriage bed, be careful how you engage. Are you with your partner? Is this a pure engagement? Or is she being he or she being treated as an object, trying all sorts of new, weird and wonderful styles and all that stuff? Mm. And what are you doing when you're doing it? You're thinking of someone else. Because you've objectized that person. Now you've brought the demon of lust into your bed. Mm. Okay? And that sort of stuff you're going to have to deal with.
How do you get rid of that?
Take it to confession. And focus. The theology of the body, I believe, is very good. I haven't looked at it in any detail and everything, but I do believe it's very good, and it talks along these lines as well.
It's very good.
So I'd recommend that to people as well. Mm-hmm. But you've got to, you see, in the marriage bed, it is with you, your partner, and the Holy Trinity. God is in the mix as well. Mm. So don't do anything that's offensive to God. You know what I mean? And like, what's another thing that's offensive is you wear a contraception. That is highly offensive to God. In the book of Onan, in the book of Genesis, Onan pulled out. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was abominable to God, and he ended his life. I think I don't know. So that you can go look there. So that was God detested contraception from the beginning. So where do people go? Why do they want to have contraception? Because they want to satisfy their own lustful desires. And they want to play God and decide when the child comes or not. But God knows when it's right for the child.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? God,
absolutely.
It's a gift from God. Mm. You know, why are we acting God here?
And also,
and
not,
that's why
not
contraception
abort.
Is wrong.
Yeah, it's completely wrong.
Yes, so when you bring the spirit of lust into the family, into the husband-wife relationship, it's going to cause complications. What does it do as well? Now you start looking at other people with those eyes. And you think it's fine, you know, you're just looking, you know, like we were discussing. Now, what is that doing? Now it's starting to chisel away at the purity of your marriage, and then the divorce eventually kicks in as well.
And the enemy comes
through. They think the grass is greener on the other side. They want to go and try something else, and then in the meantime, it's not.
Definitely not.
It's a lie. It's a deception.
Shoo. Dr. Charles, where can people get hold of you should they wish to contact you or have any form of questions? Do you have a website?
Yes.
Do you have contact details?
They can get us on our website and they can just send a message there on the contact form. It's just alpha, A-L-P-H-A, dash, omega, O-M-E-G-A, .org.za.
Because I'm actually thinking this is a very interesting topic. often people don't want to phone in. They'd probably want to just contact you privately and just to come and ask for assistance. But the aim of this topic primarily, as we started earlier, was to encourage loving, healthy marriages and hopefully to reduce the high divorce rate that we are faced with as a country.
Yes, and I just want to add, the word chastity and chaste has been removed 20, it appears 20 places in the Diorames Bible and the Latin Vulgate. Okay, So the Latin Vulgate is the only officially declared word of God by the church as true and authentic. Okay, they took chastity out at this time of the Reformation and that, and it's even in some most English Bibles, including Catholic ones, it's been removed. It's been removed as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's been removed as where Jesus says he wants the older people to be chaste. He wants the young ones to be chaste. They took it out. Also, priests need to be chaste. It's all there, but they took it out.
Why would it have been taken out?
Because in the Reformation, they don't want priests. They decry the role of priests because they want pastors, and they want them to be married. You see, so it was a deliberate. Those guys that changed the Bible.
Yes, yes.
They did it deliberately. So I'm going to be writing something on that very soon.
Interesting.
We will show all the verses where it was removed.
It goes to question what else was actually removed.
Yes, so other things that were removed was priest and bishop. That's been there for 1,500 years, those words, from the beginning, 2,000 years. The other thing was they've taken away some of the prophecies of Mother Mary in the Bible, like, for example, she was the Virgin of Israel, but it's Virgin of Israel. They changed it to Virgin Israel. This is lots of little subtle things, like the Church of the Saints appears twice in the Psalms. That's the Catholic Church.
Yes, yes.
They called it the Assembly of the Holy Ones. You see, so it's just twisting it a little bit to take people away from the truth. The word penance appears 66 times in the Diorames Bible, in the Latin Vulgate as well. They took it out. And they put the word repent in. Now, repent is a very, very different word to penance. Penance is the sacrament of penance. You do your penance. You go to confession. You confess your sins. You do your penance.
Absolutely.
They took it out and they just said, no, you can just repent. And that's why there's the confusion about the fact that you don't need confession.
Sure. So you understand? Could it have been that? Yes.
It's deliberate. You see, so yes, we must repent, and God forgives when you repent.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take it to confession, you do your penance. That's when the demon loses authority, and his ability to tempt you gets less and less.
But it was taken out.
So you destroy the demon in the confessional. That's where the deliverance happens. You understand what I'm saying?
Very
so a lot of people are oh, it's too hard. I have to look at that woman because this and this and this. But they're not using the sacrament of confession. They're not gaining that purity, and they're not detesting the sin. So they don't even feel it when they're watching the garbage, and when they're watching them use God's name in vain on the TV and that. They don't feel it because they haven't confessed those sins.
Dr. Pritchard, thank you so, so much. Just to finish off, what advice would you say or would you give to couples, married couples, who are listening to us right now, and parents that are currently going through challenges?
Love God first and foremost. That's the best advice I can give you. And there's use the weapons. Obey His word. So read the Bible. Pray the rosary, go to confession, and go and have the body and blood of Jesus with it. If you can have it daily, it will bring huge graces to you. And do your works of mercy. Love sacrificially.
Absolutely. There you go. Absolutely.
God bless.
Dr. Pritchard, thank you very much. And I'd like to say thank you very much to our producer Simba Onde and our technical producer Tato Mogwena, and I am Mahadi Buthelezi. You were tuned in to Changing Gear, and I was standing in for Father Brian Mhlanga. From me and the rest of the team, thank you very much and goodbye.